Begin the grand up, Masech the Zivam is the Chafav, begin the Menal, begin the Tezmaz, begin the Gemara. But Yudah Amma, he says in the Pasuk, Be'ez Mechikah, that he made Shlomo Melech, made a handle, and he analyzed. Now, that's the source that we see that he made Shnees La'Rais. The problem is, Vodem Perke, Shein, in the Erev, in the Gemara, in the second Perke, in the Erev, in the Chafav, Melech, says, B'shosh, Shetik, and Shlomo, until Zidayim. Then when Shlomo Melech instituted the washing of the hands, Be'erev, and the Halachas of Erev. Yotz, the Pasuk, Amr, Heavenly Voice came out and said, B'chul, etc., that Chacham B'ni, Yisamach, Li, Begam, Omni, etc. But why doesn't he mention over there that he made the second day arise, like we're saying over here, he instituted? So it says, Shem Echa Baskel Tekna, maybe that he only instituted that after the Baskel, and therefore in the Baskel, it didn't mention this, although he did make this halacha of the Shneas. Next says, Ma'afel, the beginning of the Gemara, Umutu Be'eshes Chamav. And he's permitted to marry his father-in-law's wife, and that's not rabbinically forbidden. Now, Yerushalmi actually brings Eshes Chamav Basura. The father-in-law's wife is forbidden. The reason Mishum Mara signed because of appearance of wrongdoing, it looks like his mother-in-law. And Mem Tamim, if you're going to say Torah Hilas, or actually should be biblically forbidden, you can't say that, because Hadab Nasser Ritzvah Basaya, he married Ritzvah, the daughter of Ayah, who is the wife of Shaul, his father-in-law. So obviously, biblically, one is permitted in the wife of his father-in-law. It's just, like we're saying, rabbinically forbidden. More of a common name, the Yishamayos says, Shnei Chargin, Shagol Bais, when you have two stepchildren. In other words, a man married a woman, and he had a son from a different wife, and she had a daughter from a different husband, and they grew up together in the same house. Asur, they're forbidden to get married, and they married, and again, it looks like siblings getting married. Now, Chanina, he says, actually, he's from the Asur, they should get married in a place where they don't know them, and it's not a problem. There was a story in Provincia, someone, he had all the meat already sliced up, already slaughtered, and the wine was already diluted, at least he's come to marry the wife of his father-in-law. Rabbi Tam said he made the whole suda go to waste. Although now the Tabavli says that one is permitted in his father-in-law's wife and with the step child. Maybe subsequently they did make it forbidden. Therefore, Rabbi Tam said forbidden. Now, however, the same Mishal Muhammad Machir. However, but the sugya in Sugya B'Megil Amabez actually is obvious that. The sugi is obvious. The lechashin l'marasayin. No, I'm not concerned for the parents of wrongdoing. We have a chorga hagdil ben achin regarding the step sibling that grows up amongst the brothers, and therefore we see we're not concerned for marasayin. Therefore, it also would sound like we're not concerned for the marasayin eshes chama, which sounds like the Baal does disagree with Yishalmi, not like Rabbeinu Tam. The next question asked the beginning of the Gemara. That's the case eshes chama nami. Then the father-in-law's mother, the father-in-law's wife, also. Should be able to say the same type of statement. Now, Tari says, the Gemara could not have asked from the father-in-law's mother's mother, the Tamil Shisha should also be able to say this same phrase, I'm permitted to you, but my daughter, which is your father-in-law's mother's mother, is forbidden because of Shnias. Why couldn't she say the same phrase? Why couldn't the Gemara ask from her too? Says Tari, no, because the boy, he'll come on. It's actually, the Gemara asks as a question, this is one of the Shnias of Chia, but the Gemara is not sure if it stops or not, and therefore maybe she is also, maybe not, therefore, the Gemara didn't ask it as a question that she could say such a statement.